This chazar zechen ashabach has a shagam from Yehuda Masechet Getin Daf Pei Hei. Zok the Mishnah, if a man gives a get to his wife and says, "You're hereby mutter to every man except for my father and your father, or my brother or your brother, or a slave or a guy, or to anyone else with whom kedushin would not be effective," the get is valid. If he gave her a get and says, "You are hereby mutter to every man except for, since you're a widow, you're not married, you're except for a kohen gadol, or since you're a divorced, you're a chalutza, except for a kohen hedyet, or since you are a mamzeres or nasina, a regal yid, or since you are a regal yid, a mamzer or nasin, or anybody else with whom kedushin would be affected, even if only through an aveira," the get is puzzled. Zakhtimar, the general rule, which says, or to anyone else, of the first part of the Mishnah. So the general rule of the first part of the Mishnah comes to include all other relationships that would bring on a karis liability. The general rule of the second part of the Mishnah comes to include all other relationships that would bring a chiyav lav. Rava asked Rav Nachman, what if the husband says, "You're mutter to all people except regarding accepting kedushin from a particular cotton"? Do we say that now he is not someone capable of making kedushin and the get is therefore valid? Or do we say that since he will one day be capable of giving kedushin, the get is possible? Rav Nachman said, a brisa says that a minor girl, meaning a ketana, can accept a get to be divorced from the kedushin accepted on her behalf by her father, which is deraisa. This is so even though this girl cannot accept kedushin on her own, and therefore through the hekesh, should not be able to accept a get either. We see that since she will one day be capable of accepting kedushin, she can accept a get today. Similarly, in Rava's case, since he will one day be able to accept kedushin, the get would be, over here in our case, the get would be possible. In fact, what if the husband says, except for men who are yet to be born? Do we say that now they're not here and therefore the get is valid? Or do we say that since they will eventually be here, the get is possible? Rav Nachman said, the Mishnah said, if he says, except for slaves or goyim, the get is valid. Now, those slaves or goyim may eventually convert to Yiddishkeit, and we see that the get is still valid. Obviously, we look at the current situation and not what may happen at a later date. Gemara says, not slaves and goyim are not necessarily going to convert, but unborn babies will certainly be born. What if he says, except for your sister's husband? Do we say that since right now a kedushin with him would not take effect because he's usher to her with karis unless her sister were to die, so therefore the get is valid? Or do we say that since if the sister were to die, he would become mutter, the get is therefore possible? Rav Nachman answered, the Mishnah said that if he says, except for slaves or goyim, the get is valid. Now those slaves or goyim may eventually convert to Yiddishkeit, and we see that the get is still valid. Obviously, we look at the current situation, not at a later situation that may come later. Mar says, no, conversion is not a common thing, whereas death is, so maybe the cases can't be compared. In fact, another question, what if the husband says, you're mutter to all men except with regard to having znus? Do we say that she's mutter in marriage to all men so the get is valid? Or do we say that her marriage to the first man still exists regarding a matter of bia, and therefore the get is possible? Rav Nachman said, the Mishnah says, if he said, except for your father or my father, the get is valid. Now that case has to be talking about znus because they're also in marriage, and yet we see that only with such people does the restriction on her znus not invalidate the get, but with other people it seems that it would. In fact, it may be that this refers to marriage, not znus, and he is stating that she may not go through the actions of a marriage with them, even though the actions would actually not be effective. In fact, another question, what if the husband says, you're mutter to all men except with regard to having bia in an unnatural way, bia shalei kedarka? Do we say that she is mutter to all men with regular bia, and the get is therefore valid? Or do we say that the pasuk says mishkevei isha, and that teaches to compare all forms of bia, and therefore he has left out a matter of bia, and the get is therefore possible? What if the husband says, you're mutter to all men except with regard to having them be made for your nedarim? Do we say she's mutter to all men and the get is therefore valid? Or do we say that since hafara is a fundamental part of marriage, restricting that right would make the get possible? What if the husband says, you're mutter to all men except with regard to eating truma? Do we say that she's mutter to all men and the get is valid? Or do we say that since eating truma is a fundamental part of a marriage to a kohen, restricting that right would make the get possible? What if the husband says, you're mutter to all men except with regard to them inheriting you? Do we say she's mutter to all men and the get is valid? Or do we say that since inheritance is a fundamental part of marriage, restricting that right would make the get possible? One more question. What if the husband says, you're mutter to all men except with regard to accepting kedushin with a shtar? Do we say she's mutter to all men by accepting kedushin with kesef or bia, and the get is therefore valid? Or do we say that since all forms of kedushin are compared to each other with a hekesh, he's considered to be restricting her right to kedushin, and the get is therefore possible? In all these cases, the Gemara lives with a teiku. Zok the Mishnah. The essential part of the get is the phrase Hariyat Muteres Lachol Adam. You are hereby mutter to every man, to any man. Rabbi Yehuda says the get also has to say, and this document should be to you from me a document of banishment, a letter of abandonment, and a document of release to go and marry any man that you want. Mishnah says the essential part of a get shichur is the phrase you are hereby a free woman, or you are hereby to yourself. In fact, it's clear if he writes to his wife in the get, you are hereby a free woman, the get is not valid. Similarly, if he writes to a slave, you are hereby mutter to every man, the get shechera is not valid. What if he writes in the get to his wife, you are hereby to yourself? Does he mean that the marriage is over and the get is valid? Or does he mean that she can keep her earnings, but the marriage continues? Ravina told Rashi, our mission says that this phrase suffices to free a slave who is totally owned by its master. Certainly then, the phrase would totally free this woman, meaning who is not owned by the husband, and the marriage would terminate. Ravina asked Ravashi, what if he writes to his slave, I have no dealing with you? Ain't the Eser Bach. Rav Chanan said to Ravashi, we see from a brayse that when such language is used, it serves as a get shechrer, as a valid get shechrer. Mishra Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'dein de yehevei lechi minoi v'chulu. The machlekes is that the Rabbanan hold that the partial declarations, meaning yodois, are effective even if they are less than absolutely clear. Yodosh en b'chichos haven yadayim. Yadayim shen b'chichos haven yadayim. Therefore, these additional phrases are not needed. Rabbi Yehuda says that yodois shen b'chichos loy haven yadayim, and therefore these additional phrases are necessary to say that the divorce is being effectuated by this document. Abaye said special care should be given so that the words in the gets are spelled in a way so that it cannot suggest another reading and another understanding. He gives a number of examples. Do we pass on Rabbi Yehuda who requires additional phrases like the Rabbanon? The Gemara says we find that Rava instituted a text of Gittin that did not include all these extra phrases. The text was, I release and banish my wife, who was my wife prior to this, from this day and forward. The Gemara says it's not approved because the text of Rava didn't even contain Ariat Materas Cholodom. Obviously, there was more to the text than was presented. Therefore, maybe that all of Rabbi Yehuda's phrases were meant to be included as well and just were not presented in this teaching. Rava's use of the word from this day comes to exclude Rabbi Yossi, who says that the date on the document tells us that the get is automatically effective from that date. The phrase of and forward excludes the case of a man of where a man divorces his wife only for the day. The Mishnah said, Gufa shall get shechar, harei at bas choyrin, harei at le'atzmeich. Rabbi Yehuda instituted for sale documents of slaves that the following should be written. Our slave is destined to remain a slave and is separated and removed from any freedom and from any claims and from any claims by the king or queen, and no other person has ownership over him, and he is free from any mum and from boils that may come about on his face until 2 years after the sale, whether new or old.